ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mistakes Were Made podcast, episode number 11. My name is Matt, also known as The Real Spoons, and to my left here, as always, is the Bagalicious, the Bagel, as the kids say.
Chris Bags.
Mr. Chris Bags. Clap it up for him. Let's go. We got to get some sound effects here with some applause. You
have the stream deck.
I do. I should use it more often.
Yeah, you don't even stream anymore.
I do stream. Okay, I do. I streamed the other day.
Division 2. What other day?
Like 2 days ago. So, thanks for watching. You didn't watch.
I might have watched for a second. Was it playing?
No.
Oh.
No, maybe. Yeah. So yeah, welcome to episode 11. It's been a little bit since we've done a previous episode, about 2 weeks, I'd say. Yes, we just recorded the third episode of the Just Because podcast.
Yes,
make sure you go check it out if you haven't already.
Riveting session of Skittle Time.
Yes, riveting Skittle Time segment, and I hope that you guys enjoy it.
You don't know what that is, but go listen to Just Because.
And enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, don't come back.
No, come back, please.
But, yeah, we got a lot of topics to cover today, a lot going on, especially today and, like, yesterday. This is this week in general has been, like, a lot of news stuff, like, cool stuff coming out.
Yep.
We'll kick it off by, what have you been playing? What have you been doing lately?
I've been playing a few games.
Yeah.
We played some Cuphead here. What day was that? Saturday? I beat two bosses for him.
He didn't.
But so then I also played some Cuphead at home because I'm still in the mood, and Cuphead will come back later in the conversation.
Yes,
but
it will.
So I'll just stop there. Apex has been a staple since it came out for us.
Yeah.
We'll also talk about that later. So spoiler alert. The Division 2, I played a little bit
You're
of.
Spoiling everything.
Yeah,
here.
That'll also come back later. Spoiler alert. So I'm not gonna get into it. I have been playing Tetris 99 a lot.
You play it before bed?
I play it at work. I play it before bed. I play it when I'm pooping.
People at work play it?
Yeah. Deep plays it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm better than him. Mm. I just want to go on the record. My best place is second. I'm upset. I haven't got first yet. But I play so much Tetris 99 that I have regular Tetris on my phone.
Yeah.
And it's not challenging anymore.
Yeah.
You just
got the high score.
Yeah. So Tetris 99 is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty much it. I'm on the fence. Yoshi's Crafted World comes out end of the month, next Friday.
I'm not going to get it.
I'm probably going to wait. I hear it's too easy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But, so those are the games I've been playing. We're going to talk about every one of those except for Tetris 99.
We are,
so
yes. I've just been playing, The Division, which has been a lot of fun. I've been playing Sea of Thieves. And that'll come back later in the conversation as well. I've been playing both the regular version of Sea of Thieves and like the beta version that has like some early features and stuff. And also, I played Tetris 99 a bit yesterday. Got 20th. Cause I'm a professional.
Oh yeah, so good.
And then Cuphead and what else have I been playing?
Apex.
I've been playing Apex. Yeah, I also played a little bit of Magic the Gathering.
Oh. I also played some Hearthstone.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Played the computer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, how'd that go?
It went okay. I did some online matches, but not, I just used the basic decks because I don't
have
anything that works.
Relevant.
So, yeah.
Cool.
So let's just jump into this. Mm-hmm. So today? Yesterday? Yesterday it was announced?
What?
The
Cuphead. Google thing?
No,
Cuphead. Today.
Today. So today, Cuphead was announced on Switch.
Yes.
Cuphead was
a
major topic in our podcast last week.
It was, yes. Yeah. And it's kind of weird. It's almost like they listened to
us, like,
and within a week they were like, well, we got to announce this.
Do we have any Japanese or... in Anchor, you can see the region.
Do we have any Japanese?
Is there any Japan?
Is there
areas?
Any Japanese here?
I don't think so. But anyway, it's a Microsoft exclusive, right? So not anymore. It's going to Switch.
On April 18th, it'll be on Switch. And then soon after that, they're going to be incorporating the Xbox Live features into it, like achievements and stuff like that.
Yeah. Wait, is it?
So this is a testing ground.
We have to
ground.
Rebuy it?
Think so, yeah.
Fuck.
Well, I would have to anyway.
Yeah,
I guess I would have to.
Because I think I... Well, anyway.
We'll see.
But Cuphead on in Smash, though.
Yes, so we're one step closer to Cuphead in
Cuphead
Smash.
Is the perfect Smash character. I mean, so is Banjo and Waluigi, but they don't put them in anyway, but still.
And Nintendo, if you're listening, next week I want an announcement that Cuphead is coming to Smash, okay? Because I know you're listening last week, and that's why Cuphead's coming to the Switch now. So the following week, I want Cuphead and Smash. And then the week after that, I want you to make me your CEO. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, they're listening, and they might as well.
Apparently. But Cuphead, Cuphead's a game, like, I've had trouble going back to games in my backlog. So, sure. Like, Assassin's Creed Origins, the last Lord of the Rings game, fucking The Witcher 3. There's a lot. The list goes on of games that I've started, not finished. Cuphead I started, but I have gone back and played Cuphead. Doom is another one I haven't finished. But Cuphead I go back to. It's probably just because it's easy to jump in and out.
Yeah.
You don't really need to know what's going on.
Very simple game. Yeah. You don't forget the controls.
Yeah, like
really,
I played it.
You know?
I played here over the weekend a little bit.
Beat two bosses
because I'm a G.
Yeah.
And I went home and played more, and I beat a platforming level. It was annoying. It took me... See, the thing with Cuphead is it'll take you a fucking hour to beat one guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, when I play Cuphead, I don't want to stop until I progress in some point. Because
then you feel like it's a waste of time.
Right, exactly. It's like, I just wasted 2 hours just dying and retrying on one boss. Yeah. It's like stupid.
Well, I mean, even when Cuphead first came out, you know, we were saying like, oh, this would be great on the Switch, but we thought it would never happen because obviously it's a Microsoft exclusive and it's just on Windows 10 and Xbox. So now that it's happened, it's quite impressive, and it just, this is like a testing bed for Microsoft to test their Xbox Live features, see how people, you know, respond to an Xbox game on Switch. I'm sure they'll love it. Hopefully the game runs well on the Switch. I imagine it would.
It should. It's pretty...
Yeah.
I mean, graphically, I think it takes it's a different animal because of the graphic style.
Yeah.
But
I think it should be
but
fine.
Mechanically, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, I'm just curious, like, so co-op is, like, you're gonna use the Joy-Cons, I guess, for co-op?
Oh, that game's probably so hard with single Joy-Cons.
So, I mean, obviously, you can use, like, actual controllers, but, like, it doesn't have online co-op. Right, so you can.
No,
you can,
I mean, maybe the original Cuphead does not like Cuphead
now. I mean, I don't know if they're gonna. Maybe they'll have like, you know, if you're within range of another Switch, you can just play Cuphead together.
Sick.
You
like
know,
Bluetooth.
Or something. Yeah. So I don't know if they'll let you do that, but.
And is it gonna come with the DLC, or do you have to buy that?
Well, DLC's not out yet, right?
I thought the Chalice DLC was out. I could be wrong.
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever. We can look at that. We have so many topics today.
We do, but Cuphead.
Cuphead and Smash, hopefully, this leads to.
Yes, this is the first step. And now it seems positive. It actually seems.
Yeah, it seems like it could happen.
Last week it seemed really cool, and now it seems really cool and possible.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Like, I didn't expect this announcement at
all. Like, I'm waiting. I think they talked about it in today's Kind of Funny Games Daily. I want to hear Tim talk about it.
He's a Nintendo fan.
Cuphead and Smash, that'd be so... We talked about it a lot, so I don't want to get into it. But.
Yeah, and if you're listening Kind of Funny, you should have us on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Kind of Funny Games Daily. And we can also talk about Cuphead and Smash. You know, give you all
and
our
Skittle
ideas.
Time.
And Skittle Time, sure. You know, Skittle Time, we'll throw it in there.
Yeah. I think Kind of Funny would enjoy Skittle Time.
Sure. I mean, if they knew what it was... They would enjoy it. If they don't know what it is,
I think they would enjoy it.
I think they would be hesitant to enjoy something called Skittle
Time.
They
like snack foods, even if they don't know what it actually is.
They do. It doesn't have to do with snack foods.
Yeah, I know, but maybe they don't need to know what it actually is.
Okay.
Just listen to the Just Because podcast, you'll find out what Skittle Time is.
Yeah, and we're going to keep referencing it so you're confused. So go listen to it, and then you won't be confused.
After you finish this.
Yeah.
And then you can re-listen to this and give us another play.
It's really confusing. We're sorry we're having to go through these loops, but it just has to happen like this.
Yeah, there's no simpler
way. So this kind of doesn't lead into our next topic.
No, not at all. But we probably should have led with this topic instead. But we could go through this quickly. So
the next topic we have here is about the Google Stadia. Which was announced yesterday, I believe. or last night or something like that.
It was yesterday.
Yeah. So basically what it is, it's, you know, Google's been in the game streaming thing for a little bit here, and there's been a lot of rumors, so it's kind of like their official announcement that they're coming out with this controller, and like, if you have like an Android device or a Google Chromecast, you can stream games through them.
And PCs with Google.
Google Chrome. Yeah, kind of how they did the Project Stream thing. So you'd be able to basically stream
games
through
Google. They pretty much came out and said that was a test.
Yeah.
The Project Stream was a test
and
for
Stadia. Also, did you know, they have a controller. It's got like a Google Assistant button and stuff and USB Type-C, which is really nice. And it kind of looks like a PlayStation controller. But, like, if you want to play it, like, on a Chromecast, you need that controller. Like, the only way you can actually use the Xbox is in PC.
If USB.
So, like...
On the phone...
On the phone, play, I'm not sure. They didn't say. Bluetooth. Yeah, they didn't say, to be honest. But I know with the Chromecast, like, you have to use, like, their
controller. Do you have Chromecast?
No, but I was thinking about getting one just because I want...
I have a Roku.
So, yeah. I bet you do. So anyway, it's really interesting, you know, the GDC is going on this week, and like they had a lot of play tests with it. And I actually read some articles on it, and like people were actually having issues with it, where it was like kind of lagging a bit, and like
That's what I don't.
That great of a performance.
So the game is being run on their servers, right? Yeah. So you're streaming it to your whatever you're streaming on, your Chromecast, your computer, your phone, whatever. But what if your internet is shit? Like people who can't...
Yeah.
I'm just going to compare it to Netflix. I don't know the technology, if there's similarities or not. But Netflix is a streaming service, so we'll just go from there. I don't... Like, sometimes I have connection interruptions at my house watching Hulu or Netflix. Like, what if your internet can't handle streaming? Like, what
and
if
it
can't just
can't
bring
it?
Yeah, so... But they're not... They didn't say anything about that.
Well,
did they say.
Like,
I listened to half of the conference today.
Okay.
While I was at the gym.
So they did say that 25 megabytes, down.
Yeah.
Is what you're gonna need.
So there is an internet requirement.
Yeah, for if you want to play 1080p 60 FPS, if you want to play in 4K, you need at least 30 megabytes down.
Yeah.
He just found some flag football plays. I just slid under there. I forgot to put him under there. So you're going to need 25 megabytes down for 1080p, 60 FPS. And then if you want 4K gaming, you need 30, like 5 more megabytes.
Yeah.
So I think they compared that to Netflix, like 4K streaming for Netflix. Netflix, like a Netflix movie is like a few gigs that you're going to use in data.
So it's like 20 more gigs.
Yeah, so it's going to be more for a game.
Right.
Especially if you're playing in 4K. Textures and shit that I guess have to like stream over. So, but the biggest, you know, like it's great if the technology works. And I know for Project Stream with Assassin's Creed Odyssey, like most people had a good experience with it.
Yeah, even on the shittiest of laptops.
Yeah. But that's one game running from their servers.
Right,
and not
millions of people trying to do it
right,
at the same
time. So that was the big thing was, like, you know, if you're going to announce something like this, you should have, like, a beta test that everyone can participate in so you can stress test your servers or whatever.
And I think that will come.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come.
I just think that, like, people are going to judge it. And they kind of mentioned this a little bit in the Kind of Funny Games Daily. But they're going to judge it now. You know, like, there's all articles coming out about, like, the lag and stuff. And so it's like...
Well, I think
like you should announce it, and then you should say, and you can try the beta out today, or whatever like that. And, like, be, like, clear, like, oh, this is a beta.
Maybe they
should
have done
like,
this
with the
in
Project
November,
yeah,
when they did that,
But they didn't. And that's kind of why, like, people are bringing up Microsoft now, like, saying that, like, Microsoft hopefully will do it right, because...
Well, it's been rumored that Microsoft's... going to do a streaming thing
for a while now. Yeah. Like the xCloud. And they've been in the gaming space. They realize what it actually
takes.
So hopefully they do it right. And they're going to talk about it at E3.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great E3 for them, by the way. Like
for Microsoft?
Yeah, it's just going to be like a lot of cool shit.
Yeah,
it's
probably Cuphead and Smash is going to get announced there.
You never know. I mean, that'd be fun and awesome. So, you know, it's a promising product. It's the start. It's like
I'll definitely watch it. If it turns out to run well,
yeah.
I would and it's priced reasonably, you know.
That's the thing, is like, how is it going to be priced? Like is it like subscription based?
Yeah, how much is
Netflix? Because like, you don't need hardware for it, other than a controller, maybe.
Netflix is what, like $10 a month or something like that? And then, like, you and I could use the same account if we wanted to. Yeah. So, can it work that way? Can it not? Like, I would do that with a bunch of people and just be like, all right. Because it's pretty dope. No updating.
Yeah.
No, like, worrying about your GPU, CPU, or anything like that.
Imagine you're having all those issues with the Division. And we'll just get into that topic next before Sea of Thieves. But, like, you're having all those problems with the Division. Like, imagine you could just stream it and not have any issues.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And for streamers, too. Like, you stream it. Like your PC's not handling the brunt of running the game. So, your PC can focus solely on streaming.
Yep.
So that's, you don't have to worry about anything.
It could be great, but
we'll see, like, what happens. So you probably didn't know this, but I was listening to Kind of Funny's reaction to the thing.
Yeah.
Jared Petty left to go work on this.
Oh, really? That's what he did?
That's why he did, and they couldn't say anything, obviously. Wow. But that's cool. That's where he went.
That's interesting. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Good for you, Jared. make it right!
But it looks like, I'm excited to see where it goes. I'm probably not going to be an early adopter of it because usually all this new shit, like, it doesn't, it's rocky.
Unless there's like a free trial, first off, then I'll be like, I'll try it, sure.
Oh, yeah, like another Project Stream type deal where they just gave it to random.
Yeah, or like you get 2 week free trial before you have to subscribe. Kind of like what Hulu does, you know, or like Netflix, I'm sure it does free trial.
Yeah.
But, it's interesting, and I think, from what I was reading, like, people tried... there were a few games they had at GDC that you could try with it.
They had Doom.
Doom, they had Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and, like, those two games, people... At least the article I read, like, Doom was having issues because Doom is such, like, a precise game that you need.
Yeah, any shooter is going to be like that.
So, like, there were issues with, like, some input lag. Yeah. But then Assassin's Creed Odyssey, like, it doesn't really matter that much. So, like, that was a better experience, you know? That's probably why they tested Project Stream that one instead of, like, Doom.
People were saying, like fighting... any game tournament... They were talking about fighting tournaments, but pretty much any game tournament, they're not going to use Stadia for it. There's going to be too many factors for input lag.
Yep. Plus, you got everyone's phones on the network that's probably in there.
Oh, like, if you're doing, like a
tournament and something like that, you know, it's just, like, too many factors and... like, you can't tell everyone to turn their phones off or something like that. Like, that's ridiculous. I mean, we'll see. You know, I mean, maybe... I was kind of hoping they would come out with a box that would, like... It would stream to the box. Or, like, something you plug into the back of the TV, like a Chromecast, that was, like, made for gaming. So, like, it would kind of give you a little bit more kind of peace of mind that, like, it was actually going to work well. But instead, they're just like, oh, we'll stream it right through Chrome. It's like, Chrome already has CPU issues. Like, what the hell's going to happen when the game's trying to stream through it, you know?
I don't know. We'll see. If it works the way they say it's going to, I'd get it.
Yeah. I would say that for a lot of things.
Well, yeah, that's true. But we'll see what games even come to it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, are they going to have first parties? Are they going to have their own IP?
I think they're going to have first-party games.
Like, Microsoft and PlayStation aren't going to go away. Did you watch any of the conference?
No.
Google took jabs at Microsoft.
Oh, did they?
They're like, it has whatever X amount more teraflops than the two leading consoles on the market from last generation. They called it last generation.
Yeah, but it's hardware.
That's what they said. I think Google's trying to say, hey, we're beginning the next generation of console gaming. That's probably not the right word.
That's funny, though. I mean, it's just, like, so weird because, like, Google's never been involved with gaming, really, and now it's all of a sudden
they have a game that's used every day, like that when Google Chrome, when there's no connection, dinosaur.
Yeah, dinosaur.
Yeah, that they have their own IP. Totally. They have the first party right there. Sequel? it's like they bought Turok, and it's fucking Turok.
Yeah.
Even though Turok just came out on the Switch, but anyways.
Did it?
I think a remake of the 64 Turok.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It might just be a straight port. I don't know if it's like a remastered. Updated. Yeah. But anyway, I will I'll keep the. We're probably definitely leaving out a bunch of
information.
Yeah, for sure.
So look up Google Stadia. STADIA.
I don't like the control. I'm not a big fan of the DualShock style. I don't like when the sticks are on the same plane.
It does look a lot better than you would think a Google controller would look.
It looks better than that fake concept one that came out a couple weeks ago.
But like I was thinking, like, you know when Steam came out with their controller and like it's like all that's different.
The Steam controller sucks though.
I've heard it's really great.
Matt Brown has it. Yeah,
I've heard it's good actually. Yeah, but but the point, like, I was, you know, you see Steam coming out with like a crazy controller, and like I see Google and I'm like, oh, Google's gonna have their unique way to like make a controller, you know. But instead, they just kind of took what the PlayStation did, which is fine. Like, cause, you
I
know,
mean,
they,
how many different controllers? Like, how it's either N64, take what PlayStation did or take what Xbox does.
They should make
it
voice controlled.
Oh yeah.
Just like
turn left.
Complete
now.
Mission now.
Shoot! Shoot lower. Shoot higher. Zoom in. Snipe.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot of factors, and it's definitely not going to work the way they say it will for everybody. I think it will for some people with the good internet.
I don't think it's going to work well.
But again, it's like you're streaming, right? So even if you're hardwired, can you still have network problems?
Yeah.
With it? Yeah.
It matters, you know, like what your internet speed is in general.
Yeah, so... Yeah. You know, there's a lot of factors. I think it's going to work really well for some people and not so well for other people. You know, if games aren't cross-platform with this thing, I would only ever play single-player games on it.
That's a good point. Like, I wonder, you know, they're already taking jabs at the other consoles. Like, they don't seem like they're you know, willing to cross-play.
Like, I'm not going to get Call of Duty. If the whole friend group is getting Call of Duty...
Yeah.
I'm going to get it on PC because that's where everybody's going to get it. I'm not going to get it on this unless I can play with them.
Well, you can get it on PC through Google Chrome.
No, but it's on your PC and you're playing.
Everyone's got Google Chrome.
But is it cross-platform with people who buy it on Steam?
Yeah.
Or fucking Battle.net at this point.
That's true.
You know, like...
Origin. You play.
Yeah, like, yeah. Am I going to be able to play any third-party multiplayer games with other people on it?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know? Unless it's cheap enough that everybody just fucking has it, or you buy by game. Like, you, what if you have it? What if you get Google Stadia for free or some really cheap thing, and you just buy per game?
What do you mean?
Like, what if it's free and
what you
just,
buy like the Division off of it, and then then it's $60.
You don't watch anything, so you can if you're watching like a YouTube stream, because Google owns YouTube, right?
Yeah.
So you're watching a YouTube video, a YouTube stream, and you see like Kind of Funny playing, or an ad come up in the thing, and at the end of the ad or at the end of the Kind of Funny video of whatever game they're playing, it says play now. You click that and it'll just fucking load up the game right there and you start playing it in your Google browser.
I see. That's cool.
Yeah, so you can just get it.
Could you imagine this kind of opens up actually some other doors. It's like, imagine you're streaming on YouTube and it's like there's a button that says join game and you just click it and you can join that person's game.
That probably would exist sooner or later.
Yeah, that's fucking insane if that can happen.
Except it's not like they're not gonna do anything with Twitch because
they
own
YouTube. Yeah, but
the possibilities are really endless, but I don't see it working as flawlessly as people would want.
Yeah,
I mean, regular PC gaming is not flawless, as we'll get into in a second, but it's just... Yeah. It might be really frustrating for people out the gate.
Yeah.
And I think Google has to stick with it and be receptive to any user comments and fix issues and roll out updates and stuff, or people are going to drop it and just go back to what works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's just going to be... how it happens. We were getting text messages.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell? It says safe sex.
Yeah,
I'm like,
we're trolling our one buddy, and it's just going too far at this point.
But anyway, next topic here is about safe sex. So actually, we want to take a moment here to give you a word from our sponsors.
Skittle time.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to our sponsor. And those guys talking about our sponsor are some great chaps.
It's just you.
It's you and me, I think.
I think I fucked up at one point.
Yeah, probably. But you don't need to know that, but you do now.
they just listen to it.
Our next topic here is about the Division II. And it just came out on Friday, this past Friday on March 15th. And then it was out a little bit before if you bought one of the higher tier editions. So I got it, and I played over the weekend. And, you know, I am really enjoying the game. Now, other than the fact, you know, we'll get into some issues. Let's put aside the issues for now, and then we'll talk about how we feel about the game just as itself. So I like the Division I a lot, you know, and this game is basically like it took what's great about the Division I and it cut off stuff that was like really fucking annoying with the Division I, and then it added like a bunch, you know, you're in Washington, D.C. now. And it added a bunch of cool new kind of other features as well. But it basically, it just feels like a really good Division One. Like if it was perfect almost. Like if they did everything kind of right with it. So that's what I like about it.
Yeah, I agree. I was playing the other day and I was, you know, I'm not very far in the game. And I haven't played since this time, but I was running, taking cover, shooting. Like, it felt really good. It started to hook me in.
Yeah.
It's very clean. By clean, I mean, like, they fixed the problems from Division One. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not just sit behind cover, don't move, shoot a guy, wait till he died. You know, you have to strategize a little bit. They're not just bullet sponges the enemies
anymore.
They
definitely update the AI, so the AI are, like, smarter and... And they'll actually like have their own strategies of like how to get around you and things like that. Like I've died a good amount of times just because I'm like, holy shit, I didn't expect that guy to do that.
I like the scaling. For instance, you joined in on me on one of my missions, and what you were
12 or something.
And I was 10. I was 4, and we were both
to the level before me. That's how it works.
Oh, so I'm getting scaled up.
So
that's cool.
You'll always be scaled up to the level before the person.
One of my things since going back to playing Borderlands was like, all right, I'm playing with people there's a big level gap. It's not fun.
It's just not fun. Yeah, you just have other people doing
but,
the work for
but in the Division, you're playing together, and even if you're not close, you know, it's still fun. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, because I was playing with our buddy Pat, and he was like level like 20, and I was like level 10 at the time or whatever, and I was still able to like kill stuff when I was in his game and all that, and it still felt like I was just playing solo.
Yeah,
it might have been a little bit more difficult, but like there were two of us, so
it kind of
works.
But it just doesn't feel stale. It's not like I'm not dying over and over again. If you're the lower guy, and the higher guy isn't just like walking and shooting and not doing anything complex in the game.
I think every single time I've played, like, there has to be some sort of like some call outs or like you have to, you know.
Yeah.
There's always been a moment where it's like, oh shit, like I can't fuck up right now. Yeah. Otherwise we like when we were fighting like the Pebbles guy or whatever, and we just couldn't kill him or whatever. And then like one of us go down, we have to pick up the other one, but it's like you have to like you really had to be careful because they're smart.
Yeah,
like the AI. Yeah. Like they'll push you. They'll like try to get around you. Yeah. All the different stuff that like a sort of an actual player would do. Obviously, it's not just like an actual player, but it's still better than it was in the first game.
It's definitely the first game. They were just sponges. They would just sit there and shoot at you. But this game, it's a lot more satisfying to take cover and shoot and beat things than it was in the first.
And I've always liked like the Division like UI and like the way the game feels with the cover, like they do a good job just like as like fundamentally like how everything feels, and like obviously everything looks great and all that, like the environments are cool. And actually I was reading something, I guess because like the first raid is like coming out soon, and it's like an 8-person raid, and like what I was reading is that the first there's like a part the beginning of the raid or whatever, you're like on a bridge or something, and it takes an hour. Like, or it took like whoever wrote the article like an hour with their group to go just get past the bridge.
Like, just because like of fighting?
Because of, like, yeah, I guess, like, the mechanics like of the raid or
rating,
something like that.
Raiding in Division. Because I only played the first raid in Division 1.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even call it a raid. Like, it was pretty much like a horde mode that you just fought in.
Yeah, these are, like, actual raids.
Yeah,
now,
but...
Like, Destiny style.
How many puzzle-type things could you have, like, Destiny in the real
world? I mean... But it's not really the real world. Like, there's all the tech and stuff. That,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
You know,
yeah,
like, there could
right.
be, like, there's, like, the echoes. Maybe there's stuff that's hidden or something like that, you know? Like, it could be a lot of different things. I don't know if there was any footage because I was just reading the article.
Yeah.
That definitely, like, intrigued me because that was one of the issues in the first Division was, like, they weren't really raids. They were called incursions, I think. And they were basically just, like, horde modes. And,
After the first one, that we couldn't beat it and it was just not that fun. I stopped playing Division after that point until the survival-type mode came out.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, I guess Battle Royale-ish survival-type
but... But it's not real. It's not so fast paced, you know. Like,
yeah,
it's definitely slower.
It's a lot slower.
And there's AI in it as well.
Yeah.
And that mode's coming back to Division 2.
Yeah, I'm excited for that mode. I really need to play more of it. And,
I honestly think the Division 2 has been like the most. I said this on my stream as well a few times. It's like the most well received looter shooter that has come out.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
Like starting with like Destiny 1.
Because they seemingly did what we wanted Destiny 2 to do.
Yeah,
which
it was
fix
like learn
the
from the
shit
first
from
game.
The first game, and they didn't, and they just made you buy DLC to get there.
Yeah.
But Destiny 2 feels a lot more satisfying than like I love Destiny 2. Like I put a piss ton of hours in that game, but this game just feels more satisfying to do things in the world.
Yeah.
To me, like the they're different aesthetics, but
yeah. Well, see, I think the big difference is like. And this has actually been brought up on like the Division subreddit quite a bit, is that people are like begging for the developers not to listen to like the streamers and stuff like that the game is too difficult because like they like how difficult it is. And like the difference between this and Destiny just from like a basic level is in Destiny there's always like those enemies that are just like push over, like, you know, you just kill them in a second or whatever, you don't even think about it, and you're just doing it so you can get a little bit of XP or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, in this game, though, it's like even the red bar enemies, like, I've died from like the basic enemies.
Yeah, like, they have strategies.
All of a sudden,
like,
there's 15 of them
up.
They're coming around, And it's like, holy shit, you know?
Yeah.
I really just love the way they did everything because every time you're going in, it doesn't feel like you're doing something that's like meaningless or like, I'm just doing this to grind. Like, it's like, I'm actually doing this because like, it's like decent combat and, you know, I want to just level up, you know? So, really enjoying it. And obviously there's, you know, there have been some like bugs and issues like that, and I'm sure there'll be other like issues
there
that come
always
up.
Is with any video game,
yeah,
any computer application,
yeah. But I'm sure like this has been like the best, the most well received like looter shooter that has come out. I don't think it's gonna be in like running for like game of the year. It might be in the running actually, but maybe it's not.
It depends
really it's
on what
win.
Else comes out this year, I think.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah. I think it would be.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, definitely over Anthem.
Yeah, Anthem wasn't as great as everybody hoped it would have been. But that's not a conversation for right now. I want to talk a little bit about my issues with the Division, and it's not really the gameplay.
Yeah, it's just...
So we both have it on PC. My PC is... It's pretty powerful. Like I have a 1080 and I have an i7.
You have the same CPU as me and a better graphics card than me.
The only I have to run everything on low.
Yeah.
It gets super laggy. I get shitty FPS if I run it higher. I don't really know why. I guess it's 4K. I guess it's a big visually like heavy game, and I'm trying to play in 4K, so it's having issues.
Did you change it?
I haven't played since
that's the only reason
why I haven't played as much, because I guess I got a bad taste because I'm like, this is running like shit.
Yeah.
Like last time I played it, it's playable if I put everything on low in 4K.
Yeah.
Like I can do it, but I did a mission, and then after the mission, like I leveled up a bunch. Not a bunch, but I leveled up, and you know how all the animations come up and shit pops up on your screen. After that, I started lagging. Like every like six steps I take in the game, I would jump, and then I was in an alley at one point, and the game like I almost died because it lagged and I like freaked out. But I'm like, I just did a whole mission with no issues and then all of a sudden it's lagging. Like, I don't understand that. Yeah. Unless I have some background process on my PC that kind of came up.
Yeah.
And it's taking CPU away from the division.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing is, like, the first game suffered from this and I don't remember if they ended up patching it, but like, the game Division 2 is running like butter for me. Like, it was like fine. I was running everything on high and all that stuff, which doesn't make sense because you have a better computer.
I guess it's the 4K.
It's probably
I'm gonna try 4K. Running it on 1080 and see if
but
it changes.
I couldn't stream it because the Division 2 was using 100% of my CPU, and like the first game had that issue. I ended up changing some settings in the first game, and then I was able to stream it or whatever. And I did end up figuring out how to stream it as well here, but I had to turn down some of my settings to like medium and things like that. But like, that's the biggest issue with the Division, and I mean, it's a huge game, it's hard to optimize everything, but like, that's like the biggest issue with like that series is that it just isn't well optimized for PC.
No.
And probably not for console either.
I mean, no, because so kind of funny, they were talking about on the Gamescast episode the Division, and remember how I said it wasn't rendering like logos and shit on cards.
Yeah.
It's doing that on PS4 Pro too.
Yeah.
So it's console too.
Yeah. So I mean, these things obviously will probably end up being patched. Hopefully, you know, luckily on PC we can get like driver updates, you know, from NVIDIA,
yeah,
which will hopefully help. But also, when you do load the game up, it does say AMD, so maybe it's a little bit more optimized for AMD.
Which I don't. Isn't GTX?
Things.
Isn't
it's NVIDIA?
NVIDIA.
They're
more
different.
Yeah, what? isn't NVIDIA graphics cards more popular? Or am I just... is it Apple's own?
Yeah, they are. But, I mean, more recently there's been, like, a uptick in AMD just because they've come out with some, like, really great performance cards. And they've been cheaper. So, yeah. But, I mean, the game still it does have, like, an AMD logo that pops up. So, like,
they,
you know, Ubisoft's probably working with the AMD team, you know, and probably like the NVIDIA team, but AMD definitely like, you know, paid to get their logo and whatever, you know, like they work with them more. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know. In my experience, if when there's PC ports of games, they're not as good. Like COD.
Yeah.
The newest Call of Duty doesn't run.
I don't understand that. It runs like butter for me.
I think
4K. Maybe it's the 4K.
Maybe I need a better CPU.
Maybe
my CPU for 4K is just the bottom of the barrel. I need something stronger.
I don't know.
My graphics card is fine. It should run 4K.
Yeah.
But anyway, it doesn't. But I can run Apex fine. 4K, no issues, nothing. Doesn't lag at all. So I don't understand that.
I don't know.
Division, Destiny 2.
It also has to do with like how well the game is optimized.
That's
true.
Destiny 2 I played in 4K and I don't have any issues.
Yeah. I mean,
zero issues when I played it.
Yeah.
So I
Destiny's really well optimized too.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, it's like it's probably part 4K and then also part like the
I'll definitely
developers.
Try it and like let you guys know in the next podcast, but I like the Division. Like, I was actually having fun with it, because when I first bought it and this was happening, I'm like, oh fuck, I just wasted $60 on a game I can't even fucking play.
Yeah,
but I played it. I can play it on low, and I was actually starting to. I liked the first one. I knew I would like the second one, but after the first time of the lag, I was like, oh man, I'm not gonna want to play this.
Yeah, I mean, who would want to play something that
right? It was literally like I could not play.
And that's the thing too. Is like, you know, like me and our buddy Pat were playing like. We weren't thinking like, oh, your computer wouldn't be able to run it. Like that never comes into like the mind
like
of
my
like,
computer. Like me, you, and Pat probably have the strongest computers out of the group, and it's like I don't understand why it doesn't work. So I don't know.
But you're the only one playing in 4K. That's the thing.
Yeah, Pat doesn't play 4K.
Yeah.
If my processor, my CPU is I haven't replaced it since I got it. It's been over 2 years, so. If that is the issue to play 4K, I probably will eventually just get a new CPU. But
get the i9.
That's the one thing that sucks about PC gaming. We keep going back to kind of funny, but Greg always jokes about PC and like, my gigahertz and my TurboTax and all that stuff.
My TurboTax.
It is kind of annoying to deal with all these innards of the computer.
But it's like,
it's like, I'll make sure my drivers are updated and all my like shit's up to date.
Yeah, but it's also like a good thing too, because then sure you got to deal with all that, but then you have the flexibility to like change those things. Like for example, like when
you don't have to buy playing on PS4,
if it doesn't run well, you can't turn the settings down.
Yeah, like again, like they were talking about it on the Gamescast, and Kevin said he was playing on a PS4 Pro, and the textures weren't loading or whatever on the cars. But it wasn't the end of the world. He went and played a regular PS4, and it was like double not loading. So that's just a sign of this generation going. Like this game is pushing the limits of the current generation.
Yeah.
Even though Xbox One X probably runs it fine.
Yeah, I was actually tempted to get it on Xbox One X because like I remember playing the first Division with controller, and then I ended up switching to mouse and keyboard because I just
wanted I was gonna try it on controller.
Yeah, I mean it runs really well on controller.
I played like the. Is there anything else about Division you want to talk about? Because this next statement might put us in the next topic. So yeah, I'll let you guys know if I can figure out my fucking 4K issue. So if anybody has that problem, but I've actually played in a match of Apex with a controller. Just because I had it in. I've had it plugged in for Cuphead. I had it plugged in for Cuphead. So I'm I'll just try. It was a beacon of dream, and I died in the first 5 minutes.
A beacon of dream!
But, I don't like it. I don't like looter. I don't like battle royales where you have to do inventory maintenance quickly with a controller. Yeah, yeah. I don't know how our buddy does it.
Honestly, he's good, too. I don't even know what... Like
he's better than me.
Yeah, and he's better than me, too.
He's probably... He's better than everybody except for Pat.
Yeah.
So all of our group who plays Apex Legends, we all play a mouse keyboard.
There's at least like 7 or 8 of us.
Yeah, we all play a mouse keyboard, and this kid,
he blows us
out of the water with this controller, except our one buddy, but...
Yeah. So that's why I always tell him, I'm like, imagine you learn mouse and keyboard, how much better you would be. Like, because it's you could be so much more precise. Like, if you just took the time to learn it, like, there's going to be a learning curve, but he would be like... Yeah, you know, slaying it.
Yeah,
I
feel like we're hit or miss. Like at least I am. Some games I'll do well. Some other games I'll do trash.
I'm actually getting pretty good with Octane. I will say.
I mean, I like Octane. So that's the next topic. The Apex Legends updates and the Battle Pass, which they you know it's Fortnite. It's Fortnite Battle Pass.
Yeah, it's basically a Fortnite Battle Pass for Apex Legends. Then they also released a new legend called Octane, who his ability is to speed up. Which takes him takes a little bit of health away from him, and then he has a passive ability that heals him over time, and then his ultimate ability is he drops a like jump pad down that anyone can use, and you can throw grenades on it and they'll shoot over and stuff like that. So it's really cool. And there's been he's a really awesome character actually, and he runs really funny.
He's cool. He's a different flavor to the game.
I mean, he's definitely something like the game needed. It was like someone that would speed up because it's an influence by Titanfall, obviously, because you could stim yourself.
I'm surprised
there's
not like a Titanfall style like soldier. Pilot? Character.
Actually, Wraith used to be a pilot. She doesn't have a helmet on. Yeah. At least in her lore or whatever. Yeah, she was actually like a Titan pilot. But
You bought the Battle Pass. Have you gotten anything like cool out of it yet?
The thing with the Battle Pass is like it's harder to level up than like a regular level. It's like you gotta get like 10k more XP. It's basically like an extra third of like a normal level that you need to like level up.
Like, do you foresee how many levels are in it?
100
like Fortnite.
And so I want to hit 100 levels.
Do you see how long is the season? Do you know?
I think 3 months.
Do you see yourself hitting?
I don't know. Like the first game I played with Octane, I won. I got 5 kills, and I got like a third of the level 1. So I didn't even hit level 2. I was like, oh, I'm totally gonna hit level 2 after this.
Yeah.
I didn't, and it took me like 3 or 4 more games just to hit level 2. And that included like 2 or 3 wins in that span. I think I did hit level 2 and I got like an Apex pack and like a skin for the triple take. But it's level 100 is like this sick ass Havoc skin, which I really want because I love the Havoc.
Yeah.
But it's definitely going to, I assume that like the levels increase in XP the further you go, you know? Maybe not though. I don't really know. But
So I didn't buy the Battle Pass yet. But it tracks your, like,
yeah.
So, if you don't buy it, I don't know. It probably looks the same, but it'll show your battle pass progression on the right after the match, and it'll just show a locked symbol for me. But then if I, as soon as I buy it, I think like Fortnite too, I'll just get all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why last night they're like, did you buy the Battle Pass? I'm like, no, not yet. He's like, what are you waiting for? I'm like, it doesn't.
You just want to see how far you can get and if it's worth buying.
I mean, I could do that. Yeah. But like
I actually thought about that, like,
because as soon as I buy it, I'm just gonna get everything I earned anyway. Yeah.
I did think about that, and like, you know, I mean, why don't more people do that? But I understand why people don't do it in Fortnite, because Fortnite also has like challenges that only unlock when you have the battle pass, and you get like extra XP and stuff. Yeah. So like, Apex is eventually gonna have that, they said, but it doesn't right now. So it's like literally.
So maybe when they have that, it'll be easier to level up the battle pass.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, it depends.
I mean, if we play, we don't, but the other guys play enough.
Yeah.
To justify, I'm gonna get the battle pass probably.
There is also like these kind of other challenges that they have, where if you, after a game, and I think maybe even after a win, it'll actually say like, what legend you were playing, and like first. Win of the day, or first game of the day, and like for that legend, and then like there's a tab
so
that shows all the legends, and like you have to hit 25k, I guess, XP for each one, and then if you do that, you can unlock a badge or something.
It's like incentivizing you to play the other legends,
yeah,
which nobody plays as fucking like
Gibraltar.
Nobody plays as Gibraltar.
Yeah,
it's weird to see a Gibraltar out in the match.
Yeah, it is.
But I play as Lifeline almost exclusively, so
yeah. Pathfinder and a little bit of Octane now.
Oh, it's definitely fun. I am gonna keep playing. I'm gonna get the Battle Pass probably. So.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like even if you don't get level 100, like I'm happy giving them $10 for.
Oh yeah, it's a free game.
Playing something for free that.
And assuming you play enough, you're not gonna have to spend any more money after you buy the first Battle Pass.
Yep, you earn 1,000 Apex coins.
Yeah, and then you just buy the next one, which is cool.
You only have to hit level like 98 too to get all of that. So you don't really need to.
I wonder how much time, like if anybody's gotten that high already, how much they played to get that high.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you can look at some top streamers and see what level they are.
But you know, it's I like how they're it looks like they're gonna support it, and they haven't lost that much steam. I mean, they did since it came out. I think Fortnite's still the biggest game, but
yeah, oh yeah, for sure. But it's definitely like number two.
Yeah,
as far as BRs go,
it's a BR. It's a BR that grabbed me.
Yeah,
it's like PUBG is fun. It didn't really like it grabbed me a little, but not like
it's the ping system, man.
Yeah, I guess
smooth it is.
And Fortnite, I got into a little bit. Actually, right before this came out, I started playing Fortnite more.
Yeah.
Just for shits and giggles, because it was fun.
Yeah.
But this game is just, it's better. I played
a little bit of, well, at least I played a little bit of Blackout. And Blackout was good.
My PC didn't
Blackout was just like a better PUBG, because it was actually smooth.
But like, how about like Battlefield releasing their thing? Like, yeah, it's either just came out or is coming out.
I think it is coming.
They're just like, I don't. Their EA is just weird. Man.
I don't know. Yeah, it is. It's just odd.
But like, anyway.
But I want to also talk about another game that's going to be having a battle royale like mode that's coming out. So today was a big day for the world of Sea of Thieves. Today is the 1 year anniversary of Sea of Thieves. It came out a year ago today on March 20th, 2018, which was a glorious day. And today they announced some update that gave a bunch of players that have been playing since the first year some cool cosmetics and stuff. And they also, which is a huge deal, they also announced this mega update that they've been teasing. Now, I have been fortunate enough to be part of the Insider Program, also previously known as the Pioneer Program, where you can actually test these early features before they're released to the public or even announced to the public. So I have tested some of these features out. And they finally announced them today, so I can finally talk about some of them today. And just it was a huge, mega, awesome update. So let me actually just bring up the actual page here real quick. So it's the anniversary update, which comes out on April 30th. So this includes a lot of new features into the game, some major features. First off is the big thing that people have been excited for. It's called the Arena, and it is the closest thing that Sea of Thieves has to Battle Royale. I have played Arena matches before. It's not really like Battle Royale. To be honest, it's more like an accelerated version of Sea of Thieves. So the developers wanted to have a way, you know, Sea of Thieves is one of those games where you have to sit down, you have to play for like 2 hours in order to like actually get some cool stuff done. But they wanted a way for people to sit down and just have, if they only have 30 minutes to play, they can still play and still earn some cool stuff. So that's how the arena came into play. So this comes with a new trading company to the game called the Sea Dogs, which you know, you can level up and that you can actually get Pirate Legend through them. I'm already a Pirate Legend, so I don't need to worry about it. But yeah, you can basically, it says pit your ship and your crew against others in a distinct game mode, which will continue to grow in parallel to the Sea of Thieves adventure experience. So yeah, it's just a really cool game mode where everyone starts in the same lobby. And then everyone gets the same treasure map, or they get a few treasure maps for all the same islands, and you have like a specific area, like it's like a closed down area of the map. And then like everyone's got the same maps, so they're all going to the same spot. And whoever like turns in all the most treasure by the end of it wins. So it's like just a really accelerated way to play Sea of Thieves. It's really awesome. They're also adding on April 30th a new addition to the adventure mode, which is like the regular mode, and this is called Tall Tales. Now this is a really fucking cool addition to Sea of Thieves that is like what you would think like a pirate game would be. So it's basically, this is the chapter for this is called Shores of Gold that they're releasing now. There's going to be a bunch of different Tall Tales that come out, but it's basically like an enhanced quest system. And they actually I'm going to bring up my Twitter here as well, just so I remember properly. Sea of Thieves HQ, if you guys don't know already. But there is, in this new quest system for Tall Tales, you can actually, like, you have, like, these actual stories in the game. There's so much lore in Sea of Thieves that you actually have these stories in the game, and there's these cool puzzles you can figure out. So, like, in this, like, little clip here, they actually show, like, this dungeon door closing behind you as if you were playing like a Legend of Zelda game and you like entered this new area and the door shuts behind you. They also, you can look up in the sky with your spyglass and you have to solve like what a constellation in the stars is. And then there's also booby traps like Indiana Jones, you know, with this swinging spiky log that's coming down and, you know, you have to get out of the way of it. Like, it's just like what you would expect. You know, you like if you were a pirate and like, oh, you found this treasure map and now you need to solve this like puzzle and you're like looking in the sky for like a constellation. And you're like, oh, that's telling me to go a specific way, or like the door behind you shuts and whatever. You know, like it's just like really cool that they would add something like this. They also did add and they're going to be adding more Tall Tales in the future. So they're adding another trading company called the Hunter's Call, and this is based around two new features that are being brought to the game: fishing and cooking. So you're going to be able to cook. Let's see, it says the Hunter's Call is an all new type of trading company that brings long awaited fishing and cooking capabilities to Sea of Thieves. And you can get cosmetics and stuff, you can master art of fishing, you can hunt animals and monsters for their meat and cook up delicious food, or occasionally poisonous food, I guess. So there's like a little GIF I put on Twitter of like how the fishing works, and I actually have done the fishing before, and it's really great. So they did a great job with it, just a lot of fun.
Can you catch a shark?
There's been data mines of shark meat that you can cook and things like that. So technically, and there's also harpoons that they've added to all the boats, and you can harpoon the megalodons. And they can drag you around the map. Cool. You can also harpoon, I don't know if I can actually say this. Does it say that
it's
you can?
It's on their website.
So, yeah. So there's expanded ship damage. So you can actually take down the masts of ships now. So if you shoot, like, you know, hit the mast, and like the mast will actually fall. You can do that for like all the masts there, and then like obviously I guess you have to repair them. So that's pretty cool. You can even shoot the capstans, which are, control the anchor, or you can shoot the wheels. So you basically can destroy new parts of ships now, which is really cool. So it's not just like hitting the hull of the ship. And then the harpoon, you can actually shoot, you can shoot treasure and just pull it up to your ship. So you don't need to go and get it, which is kind of cool. And hopefully you can actually shoot other players too. That'd be really awesome.
Just fucking spear a guy.
Yeah. So, and it'd be really great. You can shoot other ships and hopefully you can like jump on the harpoon, and, like run across the ocean, like get on their ship or something like that. You know, like truly like Pirates of the Caribbean style.
Use it like a zip line.
Yeah. Like it could be awesome, you know? So that's been really cool, that they announced all that stuff. And yeah, there's going to be also pets are coming. So you can actually, this is the first microtransaction that's being added to Sea of Thieves, and it's pets. No one's sure on the price or whatever, but you can actually have like a little monkey, a little parrot that follows you around. You can dance with it and stuff and put it on up on your arm and things like that.
Are you going to buy a pet?
Yeah, probably buy all of them depending on what the prices are.
Yeah.
Because I actually have play with them in the in the preview build or whatever, and they're really cool. So you can shoot them out of cannons too, which is really great. Yeah.
Can they die?
If they die, they just come right back.
Oh, okay.
Because you know you paid for it. You don't want them to.
Sonic too.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a really great update, and there's other stuff that they're probably gonna announce as well. They're gonna have streams in between now and April 30th that actually go in depth for like the arena and the Tall Tales and probably like the new trading company or something like that. So it's a really huge. It's the biggest update they've ever done. It's really exciting. I can't wait to play it. It's going to be great. Fantastic. Also on this topic, I started a podcast about Sea of Thieves called The Tavern. You should go check it out. It's on Anchor, Spotify, and Pocket Cast right now. Soon to be iTunes and other places on the web. But yeah, that's my whole thing on Sea of Thieves. There's a lot announced today for it. Hence the mega update. And I'm just super, like, I've tried some of this stuff and it's just so much fun. And I just, I'm glad that they're doing something like this. So
it's nice to see studios support games like this.
Yeah, it's all like, free.
Sea of Thieves didn't have the best launch. I wouldn't say it's as bad as like a No Man's Sky situation, but it's nice to see them just move it forward and have people like you just as excited.
Yeah, like they even after their launch, they like, you know, they realized like they didn't have the best launch, and they were actually gonna do like pets and microtransactions like sooner.
Yeah,
and they were like, we're gonna put it on the back burner, and here's an entire year's plan of updates that are all free, and we're gonna put these out and focus on content, and then once the time is right, then we'll come out with that. So this is like the perfect time for them to introduce microtransactions, because this is a bunch of free shit that's coming with the microtransactions. So it's like, you know. But this is like literally going to change like the meta of the game, like harpooning things and shooting people's masts down and like being able to go on like fishing, I guess, expeditions and like cooking different food to get different health things and playing the arena, which is a completely new mode, which is basically like the take on Battle Royale. Like it's just like it's going to bring in a whole bunch of new people that like want to play Sea of Thieves but maybe don't want to invest so much time. And it's also going to like bring in a bunch of people that like wanted more depth in the game, and now they're getting more depth. So it's just like it's awesome. So I'm really, really excited for it.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I gotta wait like another month though, but whatever. Well, technically I don't, because I can play some of it now, but I have to wait another month to play it with the public. Anyway, yeah, that is that's Sea of Thieves. We're already getting close to an hour here, so we can. You want to just talk about the next one?
And yeah, let's leave the last two out because they're not video games.
Yeah, they're not video games. Okay. So last thing here, since I was talking a bunch, you can take
What the fuck was this game called? Cadence of Hyrule.
Yeah.
That's what it was called. And it is a Zelda crossover with Crypt of the Necrodancer. Now, I've never played Crypt of the Necrodancer, but it's like a beat style. Like, you have to move on the beat and attack on the beat. And people have told me they love it. I always thought about getting into it. I just didn't. It's just an indie game. I might love it. I don't know. I'm not saying it's bad. But I will probably definitely play it now that it's a Zelda crossover.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, the first time Nintendo's giving the Zelda IP to just an indie developer to be like, hey, you can make a game with our stuff.
There's a lot of weird shit going on with, like, Microsoft doing Nintendo shit and Nintendo doing this. It's like, what is going on? Why is everyone so friendly all of a sudden?
So, I mean, you guys can look up Cadence of Hyrule. Mm. There's not much because I don't know much about... Like, aside from the beat thing with Crypt of the Necrodancer, it seems like you can play as the character from Crypt of the Necrodancer, the woman, and then Link and Zelda. I don't know if, like, you have to play as her to, like the woman.
Right, first, and then unlock.
Yeah, to unlock
like that.
Because I would just play as Link the entire time.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, like, certain sections.
Wow,
you
what
play
a sexist.
Link. No, just because Link is who I grew up. Yeah. Playing as it definitely looks cool. It'll definitely get me into like a Crypt of the Necrodancer game and maybe even pick up one of the other ones. I don't know.
Yeah, and it kind of has like a Link Between Worlds art style sort of thing, you know. Like that basically like is what it looks like.
Because I didn't realize it until the end of the trailer, but we were watching and we're like, why are they moving so weird? Like, they were like hopping.
I didn't realize it either until
and
you
I'm
mentioned
like,
it.
Oh, this is Crypt of the Necrodancer, so they're moving on the beat of the music. So You said so you need headphones at least to play this game. I'm like, yeah, I think so.
Unless there's visual cues, you know, maybe.
I think so, because if you watch a trailer, I don't know if you noticed, like, the squares, like, every other square would change color every time the beat changed.
Okay.
But I think you can only attack on the beat, too.
Oh, gotcha.
So, like, you can only do movements on the beat. Like, you can't do it in between.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody at work really liked Crypt of the Necrodancer, and they were trying to get me to play it. Like I said, but it looks cool. It's a really cool concept. So, crossing over with Zelda, one of my favorite franchises ever, is going
and
to
it's
get gonna
me
be
to on
play.
Switch. There you go.
The Switch is like
just like
legit.
Wow. Yeah. Did they have a release date for it? April at some point.
It's this year. I think it's spring 2019 or summer 2019. It says at the end of the trailer. Again, just look up Cadence of Hyrule. If you like Zelda. You'll probably like it. If you like Crypt of the Necrodancer,
you'll
probably
definitely
like
it. Like
it.
Probably if you like Crypt of the Necrodancer.
Yeah, but I'm going to probably try it out if it's not more than $30.
Yeah.
And I like indie games. They're just a different flavor.
And Switch has great ones, you know?
Yeah.
So many. I feel like there's so many indie games that like I want to play, but it's like I end up playing games that aren't indie.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like... I want to play, like, The Messenger. Like, I want to play the whole game. I want to play, like beat Dead Cells, you know? But it's just, like, there's so many games now.
Yeah, I played a lot. Like, Meat Boy I beat back in the day on Xbox 360.
Yeah.
I still play, like, I go through phases of playing Binding of Isaac a lot.
I ever play, like, Battle Block Theater?
Yeah, we used to play that on dual streams.
Yeah.
I played, like, I'm at the very end of Hollow Knight. All I have to do is go beat...
I forgot we did dual streams Battle Block Theater. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, we had a Playing for Keeps was the channel.
Playing for Keeps. That's a great name.
Yeah, we probably still have it.
We do. To the Life Juice Weeps.
We have to decide if we want to stream the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
But
we'll decide on episode 100.
In like 7 years.
Yeah.
I play indies on my Switch. Like, which one? Hyper Light Drifter.
Yeah, Celeste is on there.
Yeah, Celeste. That's the one I was looking for. But Celeste was in Game of the Year. And it's an indie game.
I'm on X. Did you get it on Xbox?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we have. Yeah, sure.
But I might just buy it on
Switch. I downloaded
it,
too. Yeah. I'll probably play it.
Yeah, it's like these indie games are always, you know, they're gems and people don't realize. Yeah. I mean, people are starting to realize now
it's
more.
It's a great
and more,
age for indie games.
Yeah.
Right now.
But I'll definitely check this out again if it's under $30. I'm pretty sure it would be, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't have much more on it because I don't play Crypt of the Necrodancer, but
yeah. So
maybe I will. Maybe if it's cheaper on sale, I'll check it out.
Yeah, we'll see.
And play it and see.
It might go on sale when that game launches. Just
it could be.
You know,
could.
I'm sure they'll get more sales if that's the case.
Yeah, probably. Maybe a bundle deal.
Yeah.
I'd buy that one and the other one for like $45.
If
I got two games.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless I don't know. I got to see how much Crypt of the Necrodancer is.
So here's a question. What would you pay for Cuphead, and would you buy it at launch?
How much was Cuphead?
I want to say it was like $20.
I think it was more than that.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was 45.
No way. Cuphead price.
Yeah,
I wanted... It was $20.
Really?
Yeah.
The game costs... now or... or when? Type Cuphead price at launch.
I mean, it's $20 on Steam. Price on launch. Here we go. Cuphead price is from 2017. It will cost $20.
Okay, so $20. Yeah, I would buy it again.
Yeah, for $20.
Yeah,
yeah. Would you get it at launch? Or I probably won't get it at launch, but I'll 100% get it. Though.
See, the thing with me is I'm 60% done with Cuphead on PC, on Xbox. So like I'll gladly get it again.
What you should do is like wait until they add the Xbox Live stuff to see if like your save
will carry over. What I'm wondering.
But, I'm sure they'll do
something. You know, I would definitely like it's been a long enough time where the first two worlds like I'm not super familiar with them, like I could replay it and still enjoy it.
Just fly through it, right? It's easy.
No, but I mean I picked up the patterns of the bosses I beat the other day pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So, you know, but yeah, I think I'd get it again. It should have released on Switch when it came out, but
yeah, but they weren't all buddy-buddy at the time, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to wrap it up. We're a little over time here.
It was a good podcast.
It was a great podcast. A lot of topics. Yeah,
we still had two more on here, not video game related.
Yeah, and just to tease you for the next podcast, I guess, it's Captain Marvel and Stranger Things. Yeah. Oh!
we'll see when we do the next one to see if those topics are even relevant or not.
Yeah, I'm sure Captain Marvel would have
talked about it. We could talk about it on Just Because, too.
Yeah, that as well.
Because, I mean...
Just because.
Yeah, that's true. With Skittle time.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. I do appreciate it. We do appreciate it.
And I apologize for the squeaky chair you probably heard throughout the entire...
Yeah, it's a different chair. Let's do a whole squeak thing here.
Yeah, no.
And yeah, thank you guys for listening. Appreciate it. Thank you to all the people from all the different countries that we saw listening to the show. You guys are awesome. Do appreciate that as well. And you can tweet to us at Mistakes Podcast on Twitter. And yeah, you can also just tweet to our personal ones at Bags Gaming and at The Real Spoons. And thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Peace.